Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, this is Josie. Welcome to Your Time with Josie. I have a very exciting show today. I actually have two guests today joining me, but my first guest is Steve Dorff. But let's see here. Let's see if he's here. Oh, it looks like he's here. Our first guest is multiple award-winning songwriter and performer. Please welcome Mr. Steve Dorff.
Hello,
Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, that's great. There's so many people in the chat room right now that are so excited to get to talk with you.
Oh, great.
Yes. All right. Let's start off the interview, if that's all right.
Okay.
So what song do you like to perform live that you've written?
Oh, boy. Kind of all of them. You know, I mean, I do, when I don't play out that often, but when I do, I generally play most of my hits, the George Strait songs, and Kenny Rogers Through the Years, Anne Murray, I Just Fall in Love Again, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, just a collection of all the songs that I've written.
That's really, really cool. And I remember I heard you you and Bobby at the Kulak Woodshed. I watched your live chat, and that was really, really fun.
Oh, great.
You guys were great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So how long does it usually take you to write a song?
Oh, boy. It can be anywhere from 10 minutes to 10 days. You know.
Wow.
It just depends on what the idea is, who I'm writing it with, and what my deadline might be.
So wow, that's amazing that you can get a song done in like 10 minutes.
Well,
I mean, it would take me forever.
It doesn't often happen that way, but I have written them very quickly, and but I would say the average, if I'm writing a song, it's a good 3 or 4 hours.
That's so cool. And in the chat room, someone asks, what song took you the longest?
Oh, boy. you know, I don't really know. I've written over 2,500 songs, so.
Oh, wow.
It'd be hard to, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure the one that took me the longest is probably not one of my better ones. Usually the ones that come pretty quickly and the ideas are good, both musically and lyrically, they pretty much come together quickly.
Mm, that's cool. Wow. Do you write songs for multiple genres or just country?
No, I do. I've done everything from pop to R&B to country, to, you know, songs for television and film, just about every possible kind of song you can think of, I've done.
Sweet. you have a couple albums out, Pacific Sunrise and You Set My Dreams to Music. Where can fans purchase these albums?
The best place to buy my stuff would be to go to my website, which is www.stevedorff.com, and there are links on my website that can take people to where to buy my CDs.
Okay, and I'll post your website in the chat room so people could just click the link.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's right there. I got it. All right, so. So let's get into some Singing Bee questions for Singing Bee fans out there.
Uh-huh.
What is your favorite part of the Singing Bee?
Oh, wow. The whole show has just become kind of a blast. It's, you know, we have so much fun. My favorite part was, the actual tapings, I think. You know, I don't much like the rehearsals, but having the band I have and the singers that I've been able to put together has just been great. And when we tape the shows, it usually takes about 2.5 hours to tape one episode.
Wow.
And we just have a great time. It's really fun. The audience is into it. The Melissa's great. And the contestants are fun, you know, most of the time.
That is awesome, because I remember seeing either on YouTube some backstage moments, and it looks hilarious. You guys look like you guys are just best of friends.
Well, during the rehearsal,
the connection.
During the rehearsal time, we have a lot of downtime, and so we're usually in our dressing rooms or, you know, just kind of walking around with not much to do, and somebody will have a little movie camera and you know, come up with a crazy idea, and we'll just go with it.
Yeah, I remember a behind-the-scenes moment where Melissa was talking to you and you were asleep, and that was hilarious.
Is that on YouTube?
I think that was the behind-the-scenes moments on the CMT site,
I
believe.
I haven't seen those. I remember doing. I remember filming those, but yeah. I fell asleep.
Looks like so much fun.
Yeah, we have.
Can you tell us some fun behind? Oh, wait, sorry. Currently, the Singing Bee season 2 came to an end. Is there a date announced yet when season 3 will start?
You know, I've heard the middle of June. I don't know the exact date, but we've already filmed the next 10 episodes, which will start up sometime in June.
Oh, I can't wait to see them. I love the Singing Bee. My family does too. Can't wait.
Me either. I don't get to see them until you do. You know.
Is it weird seeing yourself on TV? Or are you kind of used to it?
It's kind of fun. You know, I cringe sometimes. You know, when I think about.
Don't worry, I would too.
We don't rehearse anything. She just asks me these questions, and I just kind of answer her. And a couple of times I've watched it and saying, well, why did I do that? And, dumb, you know, but it's fun. We have a good time.
It seems like it. And Reba330 says she loves the Singing Bee. And DMH57 in the chat room says, yep, love the bee. Singing Bee fans.
A lot of them.
So, yeah. A listener, Melissa Mayberry, wanted me to ask you in the preset questions. She asked me, what's it like working with Melissa Peterman?
It's great. Melissa's a lot of fun. I met Melissa years before I did the music for the first season of Reba, the Reba's television show, and of course Melissa was on that. And we met, and we were friendly. We didn't know each other too well, but then when we did the Singing Bee, it was, you know, we had some commonality there. So we have a lot of fun. It's great. You know, she's got a tough job. You know, she's got to hold that.
Oh, that is awesome. She does a really, really good job. You all do. I love all the cast. I've had a few of the cast actually on my show previously, and they're so great. They're really great guys.
Yeah.
Still have to get Melissa on, but I'm working on it. also, Melissa Mayberry asked in the chat room, is there a formula on writing songs?
Not really. I mean, there's no real way to explain how you do it. A lot of people over the years have said, well, how do you write a song? How do you produce a record? And, you know, the truth is, it's not anything you can learn. It's just something you're kind of, it's a gift you're given, you're born with, and I don't really try to write them. They just kind of come to me, music to me is about as natural as breathing. So it's hard to, you know, whenever you kind of sit down and try to do something, it never kind of comes out as good as it does when you just kind of let it happen.
Yeah, it I could tell that it comes naturally to you because, you know, you're so comfortable with, you know, everything that you do. And you write amazing, amazing songs.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you still hang out with the other cast members offset?
Yeah, I see Bobby a lot. Bobby Tomberlin and I are really good friends, and we write together. And I see Scotty and Roger, the band guys. Scotty does some drum programming for me from time to time on different projects, and Roger and I are good old friends. You know, we've known each other for a long time. And so I see them occasionally. We all live in Los Angeles. Bobby lives in Nashville, and I go to Nashville quite a bit to work. And I just did a new song with Kim Keys, one of the girls on the show. She sang it for me.
That's awesome.
I see
love
them,
her.
Occasionally, and some of the producers from the show I'm friendly with. I saw Melissa a couple of months ago. I went to the taping of her comedy special in Nashville.
I saw you like a little bit of you in the comedy special, like a little glimpse, I think, in the audience.
Yeah, Scotty and Bobby and I went to that. We surprised Melissa.
Oh, that's so great that you guys did that. That's so cool. So in the chat room, Reba330 asks, have you ever written a song for Reba McEntire?
I have. I wrote a song that she sang at the end of the first season of her show. It was a lullaby that she sang to the birth of her daughter's baby. So I guess that would have made her a grandma. And I'm trying to remember the name of it. I can't remember the name of it. that she sang at the end of the first season of Reba. And then I've arranged some songs for her over the years. I've done some string arrangements for Reba. So Reba and I have known each other for many years.
That is so cool. That is so cool that you write songs for Reba McEntire, because there's actually a few Reba McEntire fans right now that know that you sang for Reba McEntire, and they're so excited. So let's see here. What's one thing that you're most proud of in your career?
Oh, boy. I just feel honored any time someone records one of my songs. To me, that's the ultimate honor for a songwriter is when someone takes the time and the expense, to record one of my songs. So, that to me is that's why I do it. But I have gotten quite a few awards over the years, and I'm proud of all that. But I think, the most special thing to me is when I get that phone call saying, Reba's going to cut one of your songs, or Barbara Streisand is going to record one of your songs, or Celine Dion. That to me is, that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, definitely. That's really, really cool. And I'd be ecstatic if I got that phone call. So we actually have a someone who wants to call and talk with you, so I'm going to take a caller.
Okay. Now, where are you located?
I am actually located out of my house in Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah. It's a fun little radio thing that I like to do for fun, and I get to meet a lot of new people, and it's really, really fun. I love it. So let's see if we can get this caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Josie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you have a question for Steve Griff?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Good. This is Melissa Mayberry, 36. I have a question, which is, what inspired you to become a songwriter?
Boy, I tell this a lot to people. I I've been writing music since before I can even remember. And so for me, I don't think there was any one thing that inspired me. I just started writing melodies and kind of underscoring everything I did in life. Like, I always tell the story, I remember vividly, I was about 7 years old and I was in a snowball fight growing up in New York, and all the other kids were trying to get out of the way from getting hit with these snowballs, and I was just standing there getting hit, musicalizing the whole thing. So it's just, you know, it's just, and I just assumed everybody did that. So I've been writing music and writing songs since I was, you know, 10, 11 years old, and there's not any one thing I can put my finger on in terms of what inspires me. I think life inspires me to write what I, to write about my life. You know, I a lot of my songs come from a personal place, and then when I get to a certain point where I don't want to reveal that it's about me, then I turn it more general and more universal. And that to me is the trick of a hit song. If someone that lives in Iowa says, here's one of my songs, and says, that's exactly how I feel about the person I'm with, that to me is what creates successful songs.
That is cool.
Do you have another question for Steve?
I do. So does any artist come to you and say, I want to write a song about something specific, and then you would have to come up with that, or do you just write songs and then it sells?
That's a good question, and frequently asked. I very rarely have an artist in mind when I write. I just try to write a great idea, and then after I have the song written, then I play it for my publisher, and we talk about who this might be good for. And then now occasionally I will get a phone call from an artist that I've worked with and have had success with, and they'll say, hey, I'm looking, you know, for a great song for my new album, and I'll send them over a few and keep my fingers crossed, see what happens. I recently sent a song that I'd written 10 years ago. I had re-demoed it and kind of looked at it in a little different way, always believed in the song, and I sent it to Reba, actually, and got a very nice phone call about a week later saying that she was very interested in recording it and wanted to put it on hold. So that's
thank you so much, Melissa, for calling in. Oh,
no problem. Thank you, Steve. Love watching the singing bee. Love it, love it, love it.
Well, thanks so
stay
much.
On it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jersey.
Bye. Bye, thank you. So we have another caller who wants to talk with you. So let's try this out.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Josie.
Hi, who is this?
This is Tracy.
Hey,
how are
Tracy.
You?
I'm great. Do you have a question for Steve Dorff?
Well, Steve, the main thing I want to say is when you were at Kulak, at the end of February,
uh-huh.
I was blown away by the number of songs you had written that are my favorites. I mean, I didn't realize that you had written that many songs for such a long period of time.
Yeah, how can you written so many really, 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 really cool songs? I mean, I looked at his bio and there's so many songs that I didn't even know you written.
Well, there's a lot of
so
songs
many.
That I don't think I know I wrote, no. I've just been doing it a long time, and that's what I do. I mean, I generally write between 30 and 40 songs a year, and I've been doing it for a long time, so.
Yeah, well, I love Growing Pains.
Okay.
And I was on the phone, so I don't know if you told that story or not, but I heard about it that night, and it just, that is a good song you wrote.
Yeah.
Across My Heart is another one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you.
So.
Thank you.
But yeah, I've been staying in touch with you guys since you, Bobby was on our show a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun.
I hope you guys come to Arizona.
Where are you from?
I live in the Phoenix area.
Oh, you do? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Great.
In Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just spitting distance from Phoenix.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that would be awesome
you
if you got to see him live. That'd be really cool. Thank you so much for calling in, Tracy.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
You too. Bye. That's awesome. So let's see. Do we have any more callers? Not yet, but we have tons of questions in the chat room. In the chat room, someone asked, "What instruments do you play?"
I'm a piano player.
Mm-hmm.
I play a little guitar, but piano's my main instrument.
How long have you been playing the piano?
Since I'm about 3 or 4 years old.
Wow. That's so cool. I would love to learn the piano. I would love to.
Well, you should take lessons.
Definitely, definitely.
It's never too late.
I know. I was in school. I used to play the tuba and the cello, and those were fun. I was super, super small, and then I would have these humongous instruments. And my mom was like, "Why can't I just get a flute?"
Right.
But but yeah, it was so much fun. I loved it. I love music. So let's see if there's any more questions. Who are a few people that you've enjoyed working with?
Oh, boy. I've just been so blessed to have worked with so many great artists. Christopher Cross comes to mind. Ann Murray. Ann's great.
That is so cool. Have you ever worked with, or would you like to work with... have you ever worked with, I know my mom's favorite, Trace Atkins or Toby Keith?
I've never worked with either of them, but I know I just did a Christmas album with Rodney Carrington.
My mom's going to love that one. That's awesome.
Rodney and Toby are good friends, and
mm-hmm.
and we know a lot of the same people. But I've worked with, you know, Tim McGraw and Alan Jackson and Wynonna. And,
wow.
So many of the artists in Nashville, country artists. And, you know, they're all fun. Dolly, I did a couple of records with Dolly Parton, and she's amazing to work with, so talented and so sweet.
She is.
You know, everybody's a little different. You know, the chemistry's always... then the dynamic's always a little different between any two people. But I've been real lucky to have worked with a lot of the best of the best.
That is so cool. And, I mean, is there anyone that you have in mind that you'd like to work with? Like for instance, maybe, Trace Atkins or someone, you know, I'm just thinking of a few people off the tongue. Who would you like to
work with? Yeah, I would love to work with Trace. I think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
They all bring some, like I said, they all bring something a little different to the studio. And I'd love to work with Vince Gill. I love Vince, and we know each other, but we've never really done anything together. But I love the way he sings, and you know, maybe someday we'll get to do that.
Let's see here. I'd like to give the fans a chance to know a little more about you with some fun questions. So these are going to be really, really random.
Okay.
But these are a few questions that people have been asking me. So let's start off here. What's your favorite food?
Sushi.
Yum. I never tried it, but it sounds good. I've never tried it, but I really want to try it.
Well, I doubt you'd have too many good sushi restaurants in the middle of Illinois, but...
None whatsoever, but a family member used to make make it, and I think I've tried it a few times, but I've never really gotten into it, I should try it again now that I'm older. Maybe it was a young thing, who knows?
You have to come to California for...
I know I do. You don't know how bad I've always wanted to. Maybe for vacation. Summer's coming. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. Do you have a favorite restaurant?
I do. A couple, but one of my favorites is that comes to mind right away is a restaurant called Nobu, which is out here. So
mm-hmm.
It's a Japanese restaurant. And I love, they also have a Nobu in New York that I go to when I'm in New York. And there's a great Italian restaurant called Il Molino that's one of my favorites.
Ooh, Italian restaurant. I'm 100% Italian, so don't tell me that. I'm going to be craving it. Yummy. Do you prefer warm or cold weather?
I think cold.
You like cold weather?
Yeah, I do. I mean, not like frigid cold, but
yeah.
I'd rather be cold than too hot.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Do you have any pets?
Any pets? Yes. I have three golden retrievers.
You do?
I do.
I love, love, love golden retrievers. I have a wiener dog.
Okay. That's sort of Scotty.
Yeah, Wiley.
Right.
I know. I love, love wiener dogs.
Three goldens. Maggie, who's, you know, red.
Mm-hmm.
And then
how cute.
White goldens that are sisters, Willow and Georgia.
Oh, that is so cute. I love dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I love dogs. They're my favorite animal. I also have a cat, but love them equally. So where is your favorite vacation spot?
I'd have to say Hawaii.
Oh, I'd have to say that too.
I try to get over there once a year.
How many times have you been there?
About five or six.
Oh, wow. Sweet. what do you like to do for fun?
Go to Maui.
Amen.
No, I like to go to ball games, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Up in New York, I'll try to go see the Yankees. I'm kind of a big sports fan, so I try
mm-hmm.
to go see a Lakers game a couple times a year. And what I do for a living is fun. You know, I mean,
I'm
very passionate about the music, and I always tell people I have the greatest job in the world. You know, so it's great.
You definitely do, and you're really good at it.
Thank you.
Very good at it. Other than your only fan site, other than your main site, www.stevedorf.com, do you have any social websites where you can talk to fans and connect with fans? Like,
yeah, I have a fan page on Facebook.
Ooh, cool.
And I also have a regular page on Facebook.
Awesome. And on your main Facebook page, you can get to your fan page, so just add him on his regular, and then you can add his fan page. So that is super, super cool. You got another question from the chat room. Do you get recognized on the streets by fans?
Not really. Especially before the singing bee, I never did because I'm kind of a behind-the-scenes guy.
Yeah.
But since the singing bee, a few people have recognized me, mostly in Nashville, not so much in L.A.
Oh, well, I would probably recognize you if I saw you on the street and probably ask for an autograph.
Well,
to be completely
they
honest.
They recognize my hair more than they recognize
We love your hair.
I just had a haircut.
You did? Really? So it's not like that, what we see on Singing Bee?
Well,
or is it kind of like that?
I got a lot cut off, but it'll probably grow back by the time we start taping more episodes.
Awesome, because we love that do. how did you break in to get your songs heard from the start?
I wrote songs and played them for everybody I could, publishers and producers and artists and eventually people started saying, oh yeah, I like that, let's do that. And, you know, you just have to kind of get in there and do it. I went through quite a few years of writing where everybody turned them down, you know, and nobody would give me the time of day, and it's just part of the process, you know. It's like any business. You just have to kind of stay in it and stick to it and not take no for an answer and pick yourself up and dust yourself off after rejection and keep persevering.
Definitely. And that's really good advice for people who want to get into the business and everything from, you know, acting, singing, it could all work.
it's pretty much the same thing. If you're an actor or a singer or an artist, it's just art in general is so subjective, and it's true about music, and it's true about voices, and it's true about actors and for comedians, and you just have to, you know, you have to keep finding a way to stay in it.
Definitely. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best advice.
Yep.
And that's really good advice for me, too, because I want to become a singer, and that would help me a lot, your advice.
Is that you don't want to
be in radio? Actually, the thing is, though, is I love radio, but I also love to do singing on the side. I've been in sing lessons and everything. I actually sing the theme song. And wrote it, and I absolutely love singing. It's always been a passion of mine since I was young.
Great.
It's really fun. I love to pursue it.
Yeah, good.
Definitely. Do you have anything coming up where fans can see you? Do you have any plans to go on a tour or something?
Not really. I'm not really a performer per se. I mean, other than singing, I don't really. You know, I'll do songwriter shows. Like I'm going to be in Key West, Florida, doing one in the end of the month, and then I go to Nashville to. I'm writing the music to a new movie called A Pure Country Gift, which is kind of the long-awaited sequel to Pure Country, which I did the music for, and I've been working on that film, which hopefully will be out this summer, late this summer, and then I'm doing, I'm also working on a Broadway musical, so that's...
You are, that's so cool!
That's keeping me very busy, and then we will probably, hopefully start the Singing Bee back up in September, so taping...
That's super cool, and you should come to... Illinois sometime. I definitely love to see you because I am a fan. I definitely am a Steve fan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So when you come down, tell me, and I'll definitely take a trip to see you.
Chicago every once in a while.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that rocks because I'm going next time. Definitely. So, have you ever wrote or thought about writing a book? You do so much. How about a book?
You know, it's funny. I have been approached to do that. There'll be a time and place, I think. I do have a song folio book that's coming out next month called Through the Years, the Hit Songs of Steve Dorff, and that'll be out. It's being published by the Hal Leonard Corporation. And that will be out in about a month from now, middle of May. And it's got, you know, I think 27 of my songs in it, and so that's kind of fun. I've been kind of working on that, I just did a photo shoot for that, and people can see that on my website as well.
Awesome, that's so cool. And I absolutely love your website. I went to it previously before the show, and it is so, like, I just love it, because, like, when you go to it, it plays, you know, some of the music you've written, and then there's also a page with, like, some photos and There's a lot of other things, and I love it. I love it.
Thanks.
It's really cool. It tells a lot about you.
Yeah.
Super cool. So let's see here. Before we have to let you go, I was wondering, do you think you could sing a little something for us before?
Oh, geez.
Would that be okay? Everyone is super excited.
Well, I'm not anywhere near my instrument, but, I could, I don't know, what would you want to hear?
Let's see. Just anything. I mean, how about, can you sing the Growing Pains theme song?
Sure.
That's a big hit. With the chat.
Well, it's hard to do without playing it. I'm used to sitting behind the piano, but it's Don't Hear That Smile Again. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. The best is ready to begin. As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby, you and me. We gotta be the luckiest dreamers who never quit dreaming. As long as we keep on giving, we can take anything that comes our way, baby, rain or shine, all the time. We got each other, sharing the laughter and love.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay, this is a... that deserved an applause and cheer.
Appreciate it.
That was great. Even without the piano, I'm telling you, that was really, really good. And everyone is super excited.
Good.
Let's see. Everyone is so excited. They said they're all like... saying, oh, you rock, you're great, that was beautiful, awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of my show, and come back anytime.
No, it's fun.
You were great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So now you're still in high school, huh?
Yes, definitely. I am actually a freshman, and I'm 15 years old, and I love doing this, and it's so much fun, and people are just so surprised. They're like, they're all like, you're 15 years old and have your own show, and I'm like, yeah.
Nice.
It's so much fun.
That's amazing.
I love it.
Kind of like that iCarly thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like iCarly, except we don't have the cameras, but I'm thinking of adding a little something.
Did you get the idea from that?
We got the idea because we got into this, we looked on a site, Blog Talk Radio, and it said you can do your own radio, and I've always wanted to, interview and all that other good stuff, and they were, and I just was like, hey, I can do this, and it's easy, and I went for it. I love it.
Well, that's great.
It is, and I get to meet so many great people and get to know more about singers, actresses, and get to know, them on a personal level and not that, level that fans are like, oh, my gosh, I love to get to know the real person.
Right. And now who hears your show? Is it strictly internet?
Yes, we could do internet, and we actually have it on iTunes for fans to put on. They could put on their iPod, and I thought that was really cool.
Uh-huh.
And so, everyone that goes to my site can check out all of the interviews and listen to it and upload it, and it's really, really, really fun.
Oh, great. Awesome. Well,
yeah,
you're doing
definitely. And I'm going to upload this interview so everyone can see that I talked with Steve Dorff, because nobody will believe me. To be completely honest, no one will.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Thank you so much for coming on my show. It was so exciting.
And, best of luck to you. Anytime.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That was so much fun, everyone. I had a great time with Steve Dorff. And everyone, I have some exciting news. We have a new feature on Your Time with Josie, and we are going to play a fun game. Are you all ready for our game? It's called the Pot of Gold. And I'm going to explain how it works. So I have a bucket here. Here's a bucket. I have a bucket of fun little fun toys and fun things and, you know, gift cards and all that other fun stuff. And so what I'm going to do is I am going to close my eyes and pick something from the bucket. So, okay, here we go. Okay, going in. Okay. All right, so I pulled something out. Okay, so I got the prize right here. So now my assistant Tina, my mother, is going to now just randomly put all of your names in the chat room in a bucket, and she is going to pick, with her eyes shut, of course, she's going to pick someone who will win this prize that I got. So are you ready?
All right, so what I've done is I have added all of the names of everyone who is in the chat room into this cute little bucket. Josie has picked out a gift card for $25, a general gift card, so it can be used in any state. And we'll go ahead and we'll send it out to you tomorrow morning. I'll make my way to the post office. So let me go ahead and put all of the names in here. Let me go ahead and shake her up a little bit. And let's see. All the names that are entered are Alan and DMH57. We'll cut Josie out of the game. Nelly Bush is in there. Reba 330. It looks like Sean Mock 132 and Tracy AZ. So here we go.
All right. Let's see who will get this prize. She's going to pick someone. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. Hold on. Let me see if this will work.
Shaking them up.
Did that work? Okay. Yeah. And the winner is...
That was such a fun attempt. All right, there you are, star. Here we go. The winner is Reba 330. Reba 330 in the chat room, you've got yourself a gift card from Your Time with Josie. Congratulations. All you need to do to get your prize is to go onto thejosieshow.com. So go on to her main page.
And then I will take it from here, Mother. So basically what you can do is on my site I have a contact link, contact Josie tab at the top, and you can contact Josie, and then you can write in there and tell me your address where to send your prize, and you will walk away with an amazing gift card. And congratulations, Reba 330. Woohoo! Yeah. Oh yeah. Mhm. Oh yeah. Mhm. It's a birthday. Okay. and also we will pick a winner each week out of the Pot of Gold. That's going to be our new feature, and we're going to load it with amazing prizes every single week. And I hope you guys are uber excited. I am glad that we figured out a little fun game for you all, and we'll do it each week. So now let's see if our next guest, Jada Dreher, has arrived. Not yet. We still have a few minutes. All right. Yeah, do you guys like the game feature? What do you guys think? You like the game feature? I love it. It's so much fun. And I still got the jar, see? I got the jar with prizes. It's so much fun. Like, dude, that was cool. Okay. So, let's see. There's new people entering the chat room. Drew Sky. Let's see. Wow, so many people. Sean Mock entered. Lindsay D. So much fun. Yeah, who would like to call in and chat with me? Come on, don't be afraid. I'm nobody special. Don't worry, I'm good. Come on, come in. All right, and for the newcomers, and everyone listening, please tell the newcomers how to listen to the show live. You just click on the link, click here to reload player, and then click the play arrow. Please, 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 please help me out and tell everybody, the new people in the chat room, that's where you go, because I'm really bad, like really, really bad at multitasking, so it's really hard for me to talk and type at the same time. It's pretty sad, but I'm working on it. I promise you, I'm working on it. Let's see what everyone is saying. Alan, call in before Josie clicks more sound effects. Alan,
we have a call.
So, all right. And it looks like we have a caller. Let's see who is on the line. Hello, caller?
Hello, Josie.
Hi. Who is this?
It's Diane.
Oh, hey, Diane. How are you?
Good. So I was actually going to call in and talk to Steve, but you were asking him all the questions I was going to ask.
I got it covered. I'm sorry.
I know it was like one after the other. I actually had even called and I'm on the phone and I'm like, oh, crap. Now I don't know what to say to him.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. But he was really nice, wasn't he? And he sang us a little ditty at the end.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you see what I wrote? It's going to be stuck in my head again.
Oh, yeah. I am so sorry, Diane.
Okay.
I mean, when you can't sleep at night and you're just singing it repeatedly, I'm really sorry.
I know. I don't know why. It just gets stuck in my head. That's really weird.
it's a very catchy tune. I mean, I can't even lie.
It really is.
I'll be singing it for weeks now. So did you like the little pot of gold game we played?
I did. I think that's really cool.
I thought it was cool, too. It was exciting. Like a little fun thing now to do with everyone, so, you know, we won't get, you know, tiring.
Cool. Well, I just wanted to also tell you you're doing a really, really good job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you.
And I'm going to let you go, but tell your mom hi.
She's right here.
Hi,
oh,
Tina.
Yeah.
Hello, Diane. I'm so glad you called in. I'm like the sidekick tonight. That's what I am. I'm like the sidekick.
She was my assistant. I thought she did very well.
Yes, she did. She did really well.
Definitely.
I'm going to ask for my paycheck when this is done.
Oh, there you go.
No.
No money exchange. It's all volunteer.
Volunteer.
Nice talking to you, Diane. Take care.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye, Diane. Thanks so much for calling.
Sure. Bye.
Bye. She's awesome. She's been supporting the show since the beginning when we had our name changes. I mean, she's been through 3 name changes already. So, I mean, her sticking with us, man, it's awesome. It's awesome. So did you all tell, oh, Alan, yeah, okay.
That's great.
Hey, I don't know. Let's see here. What's everyone saying in here? Tracy AZ, call in. Definitely. You got to call in. Oh, you're welcome, Diane. I love you. You know I do. You're an amazing person, Evers. Seriously. You're so cool. Like, you're so nice to me. Like, on Twitter and Facebook, I always talk with you. How long have I even known you? Like, I think I've known you since, like, I started Twitter. I mean, I think we got together, because we're both big, humongous Melissa Pierman fans, and that's mostly how I got all my friends, actually. So, whoa, what was that? yeah, put down the sound effects, Alan. So our guest will be arriving in about 5 minutes. So keep listening. So let's do a fun shout out thing here. Okay, so DMH57. Woo! Drew Sky, me, what's up? Lindsay G, Nori for Bush, Reba330, PS Reba330, congratulations on being the winner. Sean Mach 132, hey. Tina, my mommy, hi. And Tracy AZ, woohoo! Thank you guys so much for listening, and I know the newcomers are here to talk with Jada Dreyer, and she will be back. She will be here momentarily in about five minutes. And until then, I'm just going to be talking with you all. You guys can call in if you guys want to. Lines are open. And while Alan is going to be playing with the sound effects, what's that? Okay. that makes me, Alan. We're gonna have to take that one off because it's really hard for me to pay attention now. So Jada Joy will be here momentarily. Everyone, thanks so much for coming. So let's see here. What you guys all saying? There's five free lines right now. No waiting. Exactly. So call in until Jada Dreyer comes. Gotta get my notes ready.
Aye, aye, Captain!
Aye, aye, Captain! Oh. Captain, you're under the sea. Someone is out. Hey, you messed it up. But yeah, I love it. I love me some SpongeBob. So what you guys are going to do this weekend, I am probably, I'm going to actually go to Wisconsin. I'm going to Wisconsin on Saturday to see some family who still live in Wisconsin. And I'm super excited because I love Lake Geneva. It's the best. I love it. And so while Alan is still playing with the sound effects, I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to Wisconsin. I'm super, super excited. Let's see what you guys are all doing. Reba330 says homework. Boo! Wait, that was the wrong sound effect. Okay, let's see here. I'll just make it up. Boo! Oh, here.
Oh.
I like that one. So let's see. Reba330 also says, don't forget the ACM Sunday. Reba McIntyre will be hosting. That's right. ACM Sunday, Reba hosting. Be there or be square. Super excited for that. I will definitely be watching. Reba fan over here. Let's see what you all are going to be doing. DMH57 will be working. Oh, blah. That's no fun. That's no fun whatsoever. So let's see here. If our guest has arrived. Not yet. What is Sean Mach is, I'm relaxing and watching the ACMs. That sounds like an amazing, amazing plan. It does. Sounds like an amazing, amazing plan. Alan. Oh, we got a guest. I think our guest has arrived. Let's see. Oh, let's pray I got the right one. Hello, caller?
Hey, it's Jada.
Oh, hi, Jada. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Oh, it is going great. Alan, I'm sorry if you play sound effects. Forgive me. let's see here. Let's start up the interview.
Sure.
Are you ready?
I'm
all
ready.
All right. Awesome. By the way, I like your accent. Okay.
What kind of accent do I have?
You have that country twang. I love it.
Okay,
you're a country singer, right?
Yes.
See? Told you. See, I can read minds. So what do you enjoy the most, singing or acting?
I would say right now definitely the singing. The acting was a good platform for me to get into, you know, what I'm currently doing. But they're kind of, you know, two different realms, but very similar in the same aspect. So, but definitely now the singing.
Definitely, and you're great at anything you do, and you got a supporter right here.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. So, when you were acting, what was your favorite role you've done?
You know, I didn't do a lot of major stuff, actually. I really enjoyed working on the series October Road. And they shot the whole first season of that in Atlanta. When I was living in Georgia, and they wanted me to move out to L.A. and be a part of the second season, but that was during my time where I decided to move to Nashville, so I declined that offer and, you know, moved to Nashville, but that was probably my favorite cast and group of people that I worked with.
Definitely, and you just said it, like, you've been moving... I think your bio said 8 times. Is that true?
is the 7th state that I've lived in. I was born in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. I was raised in Iowa. I went from Iowa to Florida, Florida to Georgia, Georgia to California, California to Wisconsin, Wisconsin to Texas, Texas back to Georgia, and then I moved here. And so that doesn't include the various times I moved around within those states. Definitely done a lot of moving.
That's awesome. You got to travel around the world.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And you're a Canada girl. I like that.
I am, yes.
Definitely. do you have an album coming out? And where might we be able to purchase it when it's released?
I am currently working on my first record with my producer, Byron Gallimore. And Byron, he produces Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Sugar Land, Leanne Womack, and I'm his baby artist right now. So we cut the first 4 tracks for my record around Christmas time, and we're just in the process right now of getting the rest of the songs together, and we don't really have any kind of scheduled release date right now. That's kind of a hard thing to pin down when you're in Nashville in general, but hopefully within the next year or so we'll have something that you guys can buy, and I'm assuming it'll be everywhere and it can be on iTunes and all that fun stuff.
Awesome. Well, I just want to congratulate you on your first album. That was awesome.
Thank you.
So
I'm
cool.
Very excited about it.
Oh, I'm very excited, too. I'm going to get it. I definitely will buy that one.
Yeah.
Definitely. So let's see. What was your what's your favorite single to sing, and what inspired that song?
You know, I have a couple, actually. It's hard for me because when I moved to Nashville, I came to town to be a songwriter. So the songs are like my babies. But my favorite, probably up-tempo, fun kind of song is called Confessions of an Ex-Girlfriend, and I wrote that with a man named Angelo who produces Kings of Leon. So it's kind of funny. It's what you get when you put a little country girl together with this big super rock star. And that's my favorite up-tempo one. It's just a cool rockin' kind of party song. It's very me. My other favorite one is called If That'll Make You Love Me. And it's this really slow, you know, ballad. And I wrote it. It was the fastest song I've ever written in my life. I literally had a guy say that to me. He's like, Jada, I'll do that for you if that'll make you love me. And the guy I was writing with the next day, I sat down with him and I told him the story. And we sat there, and we wrote it in 10 minutes, and we looked at it, and we're like, wow, this is either not really good, or it's something really special, and it turned out to be something really special, so that's
awesome.
Those are probably my 2 favorites.
I just think that's amazing that you could write a song in 10 minutes. I mean, I definitely wouldn't be able to do that. Definitely not.
It doesn't usually happen that way. So, you know, when it does happen like that, it's pretty special when it turns out to be a good one.
So, where was your favorite place to perform?
You know what? I just got off of, I'm sponsored by Jägermeister now, and I just got off of the Jägermeister Country Tour with Eric Church and Josh Thompson, and you know what? We had a really, really great crowd in St. Louis. The folks were really good there, but kind of everywhere, you know, if the people are all really good, but my favorite venue was probably the pageant where we played in St. Louis recently anyway.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
That is fun. In the chat rooms, Sean Mock 132 asks, ask Jada if Gypsy Girls are still together.
Gypsy Girls are still together. What do you mean by that, Sean?
yeah.
I'm not clear what that means.
Yeah, clarify that one, and we'll get an answer for you.
Gypsy Girls still together.
Who knows? We'll clarify that one.
I would give you an answer if I had one.
Yeah, definitely. She would. Lindsay G in the chat room says, you're a gypsy girl.
Yes, I am.
Yes,
I
you
am.
Are. Oh, that is so funny. You have so many fans in here that are just so excited to talk with you.
Good.
That rocks.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Do you have any rituals that you like to do before a show?
Rituals before a show. You know, I like to have my alone time. Like, things backstage when you're getting ready to go on, just kind of anywhere in general, I have to have my time where I can just sit there and think about what I'm going to do, because when I get on the stage, I become a totally different person than what I am. It's kind of like my alter ego. So I kind of have to get in the zone and get myself centered and get in that place. So that's probably my biggest ritual, is just, you know, finding my space and being alone for at least 5 minutes. I just have to have my quiet time.
Everyone loves some quiet time.
Yes.
Definitely. Ron Minos in the chat room says, hi, Jada, it's your family from T-Bay. T-Bay.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, family in T-Bay.
Oh, yeah. We got family. I got family. Okay. Do you have any advice for someone who wants to start becoming a singer or actress professionally?
I do. And I might sound mean when I say this, but I don't mean it in a mean kind of degrading way. But if you're coming to Nashville, or, you know, if you're wanting to get into any aspect of the entertainment industry, you need to learn to like to hear no. Because a good 99.999% of the time, you're going to hear it a lot. And you just have to learn to like that. And, you know, a lot of people that are here, they're all just dreamers, and some of them should be realists.
Yeah, definitely,
you know? But,
definitely.
It's tough, and I mean, everybody has a dream, and that's cool, but, you know, just be prepared, because it's tough, and if you think you're just going to move to town and, you know, you're going to be on the radio the next day, you know, you'll quickly learn that it doesn't work that way. So it
definitely
takes a lot of hard work, and you have to be prepared for that.
Definitely, and you've got to learn how to take criticism. That's a big one, because,
definitely,
I mean, not everyone is going to like you. I mean, one person might like you, but like a million might, you know, think you're something else, you know.
Exactly.
But
you have to take that with a grain of salt. Yeah. You have to take it with a grain of salt. And, you know, if it's something that you really believe in doing and you feel that it's what you're supposed to be doing. Can't remember who told me this the other day, but I was, can't remember if I was at a number one party or I was just hanging out with a friend or whatever, but somebody had asked one of the people that was there and said, you know, what's the key to your success? You've been here for, you know, so many years and you've done all these amazing things. And and they said, they're like, you know, it's not because, you know, I'm so much better than everybody else. It's because, you know, I outstayed the competition. Everybody else went home.
Yeah.
And you have to be put in to win. So, yeah.
Definitely.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was. And
yeah.
I mean, I admire that, like, that, you know, if someone says no to you, that you'll just be like, well, I'm who I am, and, you know, you'll keep going. And I love that. I do that.
That's a good thing.
Definitely is a good thing. Lindy D asks in the chat room, hey, Jado, where was your favorite place to live?
Favorite place to live? Definitely Texas. If I'm not in Nashville, you can usually find me somewhere within the Lone Star State lines.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
It is, and I love it. I'm a huge fan of Austin, and I've got a bunch of really great friends down there. And I wasn't born in Texas, but I got there as fast as I could.
You ran. You jogged.
I did.
That's awesome. And actually, we got quite a few callers who'd love to talk with you. Okay. Oh, please. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're in the line with Jada J. You got a question for us?
Yes. Hi, Jada. This is Mary from Thunder Bay.
Hello.
How are you? We just love your music. I've heard your new song about Thunder Bay, and we really like that.
It's a hometown song.
Yes. When are you going to come and perform in Thunder Bay?
Oh, hopefully soon. My booking agent, I had a talk with him not that long ago about trying to put a little tour together across Canada over the summer sometime. So hopefully that will be happening soon.
Okay, that's great. People here are always asking when you're going to come and sing for us.
Oh, well, hopefully I'll be back soon.
Okay, nice talking to you, Jada. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. So let's here. Do we have any more callers? No callers for the moment, but we have tons of chat room questions.
Cool.
All right. So in the chat room, someone asked, tell us about your horseback riding career.
I grew up showing horses professionally. I won my first world championship when I was 5, and I turned pro when I was 13. And that's why we moved around so much. My mom usually worked on 1 to 2 year contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And before I moved to Nashville, I mean, that's all that I really did. I was fortunate to be very successful at it. And we had our own business down in Georgia, and I ended up getting hurt, and which is why I eventually moved to Nashville. But the horse industry was a really great group of people, and it taught me to work hard, and I grew up very quick, so it was a good way to grow up.
It was. I love horseback riding. That's actually something we got in common. I used to do horseback riding, and it was so much fun. I rode a white horse called White Coco.
Aww.
It was so cute. We got to rent him out, and it was so much fun. I learned all that stuff, but first of all, my mom got really nervous, and she took me out quick.
Oh.
It was so much fun. I loved it.
That's awesome.
It was. I'm definitely going to do that again. That was so much fun.
For sure.
Definitely. So let's see here. Sean Mock 132 asks, have you toured in the Southeast?
in the Southeast. I haven't done a major tour throughout the Southeast yet. I've been doing mostly little one-offs down here. I've been down to Georgia a couple times, but not a certified big tour. But hopefully that will be in the near future as well. So keep a lookout for it and keep checking my MySpace page, and hopefully we'll see you out at a show.
Definitely. And what's your MySpace page?
My MySpace is myspace.com/JadaDreyer, and it's JaidaDreyer. And you can also find me on Facebook and Twitter. And so bring it
don't just bring it on. Don't you just love social networking sites? I love it.
Yes,
it's so much fun. I love it.
I have too much fun on the Twitter.
Super. I mean, yeah, me too. I love Twitter. Twitter dick over here. I love it. But, oh, we got another caller. Okay, so hang up is on standby, just in case.
Okay. We're prepared.
Hello, caller? Caller? Hello?
Hello, you're talking to me?
Oh, yeah, hello. Do you have a question for Jada Dreyer? Hello?
I'm not sure. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. All right. Okay. Let's skip that one.
next. It's kind of like roulette. It's kind of fun, Josie. It's like cat roulette.
It's fun. It's kind of fun. I never had to use the button so much. I kind of like it. It's fun. I'm just pressing all kinds of buttons over here. You should see me. This is excitement.
That was probably our same friend, Bill.
Yeah. How fun. How exciting. Alrighty. No more callers for the moment, again. So let's just get back to the chat room. It's much safer.
It is.
It's super better. Alan had to add that sound effect. Okay, so, all right, in the chat room, Reba330 asks, have you ever met Reba McEntire?
I have not met Reba yet, and I would love to because, you know, obviously I grew up listening to her a lot when I was a kid, and, you know, she did a lot, I think she still does a little bit with the horses, mm-hmm. and so we have that in common. And mm-hmm. when her song Fancy was out, I was really little and I had a show pony named Fancy and I used to sing that song to her all the time.
Are you serious? That's
so
cute.
So I would love to be able to tell Reba that story someday. I have not yet met her, so I will let you know when I do.
I'm telling you, you're going to, I can't see the future or anything, but you definitely will be getting a duet with Reba. You're good. You're really good.
Aww.
Trust me.
Thank you.
So definitely. And I hear she's super, super, super nice, so that would be, like, incredibly fun.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Everybody just loves her.
Oh, yeah.
So I believe
it. Oh, yeah. We love some Reba. definitely. So let's see here. Lindsay D. asks, do you still have horses?
I do. I have my old show pony, Fancy, that I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. I sold her when I was about 8 or 9. And anyway, we moved to Nashville, and a lady gave us a call, and she was like, hey, you know, I've got your old show pony here and my daughter's daughter. And I'm thinking, oh, she's going to try and sell me my show pony back, you know. And anyway, she told me that they were getting ready to retire her within the next couple of years. And, you know, if I wanted her, that they would give her back to me. So they actually gave me my old show pony back, and we won everything there was to win, probably 10 times. And so she's out in the pasture now, and I've got her, and then I've got another mare who's up in Ohio, and my friend's daughter shows her up there. So I've got two left,
so cool.
But I don't ride anymore, but they're still nice to look at.
They are. I love horsies. How can you not?
Yeah.
They're so cute. I love them. Drew Skyler asks, are you a big sports fan? I heard you're a huge Dallas Stars fan.
Okay, yes, I am a hockey fan. Being the Canadian girl that I am, I do love my hockey, and I actually have season tickets to the Nashville Predators here in town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like my little escape when I'm not doing the music thing, is going to the hockey games. And I've got a bunch of friends that play and play for various teams across the country, so it's always cool when they come to town and get to visit with them. But I do love my hockey, and I'm thinking that in the off season now that I need to try and get into baseball. I don't know anything about it, but I think that's what I'm going to do for the summer, is try and educate myself on baseball.
Definitely, definitely. I love baseball, probably because the first time I ever went to a game when I was younger, I caught a ball. And it was fun. I mean, like, there were these
awesome
big guys, you know, tall, and my dad lifted me up, and I caught the ball.
Oh,
I was like, whoa.
Awesome.
You know, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was fun. That was fun, man. I was excited. I wanted to show that thing off. So, all right, let's get to – oh, okay. What is your favorite place to go shopping? Some fun questions now.
Favorite place to go shopping? I really like Urban Outfitters here in town, like just for everyday stuff. They have really cool, just, I don't know, earthy, cool stuff. But for gigs and things, I like Betsy Johnson. I get a lot of my dresses from Betsy. There's a really cool boutique here on like one of the main drags, and it's called Flavor. They have a lot of really great stuff, and Nashville is kind of a hard town to go shopping in because it's so small, and there's so many artists here that everybody kind of makes these special shopping trips to New York or to Atlanta. So if I've got something really important coming up, I'll usually go out of town to try and find something.
I found that, like, so neat. Like, I mean, I just love, like, if I go on a vacation, I love, like, getting a shirt or something, and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's just so exciting to me. I love it.
There's always so many different things. Even the same stores have so many different things in different cities. So.
They do. I saw this, like, one shirt that was, like, the sleeves were, like, I don't know, they just did some funky thingy. But it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. Had to get it.
Awesome.
Definitely. Howie, Sarah, Jada, this is so random, but have you ever been to Menchie's? It's a self-serve frozen yogurt place. Yummy. One is coming soon to Nashville. Ooh.
I have never been to one of those, but there's one coming to Nashville?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's one coming to Nashville.
That sounds awesome. You know what? I've been to one of those self-serve yogurt places here in Nashville, but it was, like, called Yogurt Land or something like that. And it was awesome.
Cool.
I'm a girl that doesn't like to work out, so I try to steer clear of places like that, you know, unless it's a special occasion.
I'm special occasions.
I'm going to have to check that out when I'm figure out where it is.
definitely. Get one on me.
Yes.
Get one for me, I should say. Like,
for
you know,
I'll
just
eat
eat one
for you.
Me.
Yes.
Definitely. Eat it for me, please. I don't have a Menchie's by me. <It's cool. laughs> So I'm going to probably be going to Nashville soon, so if you see me, give me a shout out.
Yeah. Awesome.
Definitely. I'm going to be heading there to get some Menchie's. So let's see here. Going through. Oh, okay. So Tracy AZ in the chat room asks, what is your favorite vacation spot?
Favorite vacation spot. Well, I love the beach, and I have a special attachment to Charleston, South Carolina. I love the Isle of Palms over there. So I know most people would say some exotic place, but for me, I'd be happy in Charleston, South Carolina, which I'm actually trying to plan a trip there sometime soon. But
awesome.
Other than that, I love going to Austin for vacation just because it's such
so cool.
A cool hip town. Yeah, definitely.
Well, you need to come down here, come to Illinois, so I could see you live.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I'll scream the loudest. I'll scream the loudest and even hold a sign. My offer. I'm telling you, I'm going to go out. So let's see. All right. What other questions? Do you have any pets?
I have a basset hound. I have a dog, and her name is Loretta, and I named her after Loretta Lynn.
And
she's almost a year old, and she's ridiculous. I had a border collie when we moved to town, and we traded him for a microwave to get him. And anyway, we named him after one of my favorite songwriters. His name is Ray Wiley Hubbard. So I had this crazy border collie named Ray Wiley Hubbard. And, he wasn't too fond of living in town. So he lives on a farm now with one of my friends up in Ohio.
We got a little bug sound effect.
Aww.
Alan is just having a blast with these sound effects. He's our sound effect guy, and let's just say, I don't know if he'll be doing that long. Okay. So let's see here. By the way, I love dogs. My favorite animal. I have a little dachshund, a little wiener dog named Toby.
Aww.
After Toby Keith, because my mom loves Toby Keith.
Cute.
And that's his blessing. Yeah.
Aww.
I love it, too. I love it. I love dogs. I also have a little kitty.
Yeah?
Definitely. I love animals. I'm an animal person. Oh, he's having fun over there. Reba 330 says, you have a very pretty voice. You remind me of Dolly. Wow, what a compliment. That's awesome.
That is a huge compliment. I'm a huge Dolly fan. So I take that, definitely. Thank you.
Definitely. She actually, you know what? She actually does. Now that you mentioned it, you actually do. You actually do. Not
that.
Bad.
Dolly,
I like it.
Dolly's a good one in my book. She's a
definitely,
top.
Definitely. It's
can't
a good one.
There.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
oh,
good,
boy.
Tough, strong, singing, songwriting woman right there. So.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely. What's your favorite song of Dolly's?
My favorite song of Dolly's. Probably she has one called Wildflower.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that song.
Oh, I love that song, too.
That's probably what it is. It wasn't one of the more popular ones, but it's a good one. So if you haven't heard Dolly Parton's Wildflowers, go download it. It's awesome.
Definitely, definitely. I love Coat of Many Colors. I love it.
Oh, that's a great song.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love it.
I also love that Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle to You. That was a great song.
Oh, that was. That was.
Yeah.
That was so cool. I love it. We could be talking about Dolly conversation all day.
We could. We could have like a Dolly iTunes
we
swap
could.
Going on right now.
I know, right? Dolly Flew's over here. So let's see. People are talking about Dollywood. Have you ever been to Dollywood?
You know what? I've driven through that part of the state over there, but I haven't actually been to the Dollywood part, which is something that I need to do considering it's so close. but it's so beautiful over in that part of the state. No, I have never made a trip to Dollywood, so I might need to change that this summer.
Definitely, and it's so funny because my friend Holly is in the chat room, and she just said, I'm going to Dollywood this summer. So, you know,
lucky.
Maybe you'll run into Jaya.
Yeah, and we can sing Dolly Parton songs to each other.
Exactly, exactly. Exactly. That's a blast. That'd be fun. I'm going now.
Come on, Josie.
Oh, definitely. I'm coming now. let's see. A lot of people. Oh, come on. Do I even have to? Okay, I'll ask that question. Okay, a lot of people are wondering. Okay, don't judge me. But they're wondering. All right, and these are people wondering, not me, I swear. But
okay.
Are you single? I don't know.
I don't really talk about my personal life.
Yeah.
It's just as far as that stuff goes, you know. I'm pretty private when it comes to that aspect of my life.
Good choice. Keep it private.
Yeah, you know, and so, you know, people talk enough about it, so I just kind of go with it. But
definitely.
You know, people see me around town, and I don't know. They all.
Yeah. I think you just think you're cute. I think that's why. I think that's why I asked. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying I am, and I'm not saying I ain't, so.
Oh, come on. That's funny. So let's see. Got any more questions, everyone? Ooh, looks like we got one. So, all right. People are asking, can you sing us a little something? Would that be okay?
Oh, my goodness. If I had my guitar, what could I sing?
Yeah, like just sing like a little something.
I'll sing you like one of the last songs that I wrote. I wish I had my guitar. I would play you something.
Oh, that's all right. I bet you sound great.
I'll sing you like a little first verse of
cool.
The Thunder Bay song that everybody that the caller was talking about.
Sweet.
Daddy called me Dandelion. He said, I grew just like toy. With your temper, with a tight fist. That's how he showed his love to me. There you go. There's a little snippet of
that was great. Okay, it deserves. That deserves this. Woo! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next time
it's funny
because
my mom even threw one in there, too.
Aww.
I wish she is.
There you go, Mama.
Definitely. She's a fan.
Aww. Hug your neck for me.
Definitely. So let's see. Everyone is so excited that you sang. Great job.
Aww.
Lindsay D says, nice. Good job. Man, you got some supporters over here.
Well,
that's
thank
awesome.
You.
Definitely. And everyone is just saying how unique your voice is, and they think it's amazing.
Thank you. It's different. You know, when I moved to town, I didn't really have any aspirations to be a recording artist because I knew that I didn't sound like the other girls that were on the radio. I knew I didn't sound like Carrie Underwood or Taylor Swift or anybody like that. And so just being the realist that I was, I figured my place in town was as a songwriter. And that was okay with me because, I mean, you can write songs till you're 100 years old and on your deathbed. And when people started telling me that I should do the artist thing, they started liking me for the exact reason that I didn't think I could do it, and that was because I was different. So,
people
if you're
love
different,
unique.
You can do it.
Exactly.
And I
don't
for anything, you know?
Exactly. That's the best quote by J.D. Dreyer. Only here on Your Time with Sophie. Oh, yeah. Yes, it's everyone's like different is best. Great unique voice.
Yes,
it is.
Thank
always
you.
Best to be unique. I mean, heck, I'm super unique. Trust me, in many ways.
Unique is good.
Definitely.
It's a high premium on being typical.
Exactly. But we can be different together. No problem.
That's right.
Oh yeah. In the chat room, someone asked, do you write the lyrics or music?
I do both. You know, I had originally started when I started writing, I was probably about 12. And I didn't write songs necessarily then. I wrote more just poems and stories and stuff, what I saw going on in my life. And being on the road doing the horse show thing, there was a definite vast array of dysfunctional characters, and so that always gave me a lot to write about. And anyway, I started coming up with melodies in my head, and I was young, and I couldn't play guitar, and so I got really frustrated because I'm not one of those kind of people that I don't want to rely on anybody for anything. So I started to learn how to play guitar, and gotten pretty good at it over the last few years. And so now I do both. I'll write the melodies, I'll write the lyrics. I write a lot by myself, so then I do both. But that's kind of the joy of co-writing and having so many different amazing co-writers here in Nashville. Everybody's
you're
trying to bring something. Yeah,
definitely. You're definitely a triple threat.
To the table. Yeah,
definitely.
So bring something different to the table, which is nice.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're so great, and you're so nice, and you're gonna go far. Trust me, you are.
Well,
you're
thank
great.
You.
You're welcome. And I support you 100% at anything you'll do. And I also want to congratulate you once again on your album. I think that's amazing. And,
thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. And I can't wait to purchase that thing. I'm telling you, I'm going to blast that bad boy.
You blew it up there.
Definitely am. Definitely am.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. In the chat room, Holly Sarah asks, what's your favorite movie? What is your favorite movie? One that you can watch over and over and over.
Almost Famous. I can watch Almost Famous every single day, 24/7, over and over and over again. And I'll probably actually do that tonight. My friend Drew Hall, who is an amazing singer-songwriter from Texas, is up here visiting and doing some writing and stuff like that. And we are going to have an Almost Famous viewing party tonight. So
that's so cool. That's so cool.
That's what we're going to do. Yeah. So that is definitely hands down my favorite movie.
Definitely. Isn't it so much to, like, watch your favorite show, with a friend and everything? I would just love that.
Yeah. It's
I
great,
love
especially
that.
Because that movie is, when you're in the music industry, so many people can relate to that, but especially when you're in the music industry and, being able to share that with your friends and being like, hey, I do that same thing, or, gosh, that was stupid, I've done that before. it's cool to be able to do that, so.
Awesome. Definitely. And Drew Sky asks, who is your favorite artist that most people may not have heard of?
My favorite artist, I would have to say Hayes Carl. Mm. He is a singer-songwriter from Houston, Texas, originally. He lives in Austin now. He's on a record label called Lost Highway. But he's just an amazing writer and puts on a great live show and has an awesome band. And he's actually going out on tour with Dierks Bentley here the first part of May. I think they're doing like 30 or something shows together. Mm-hmm. So if Dierks is coming to your town within the next few months, y'all go out and check out Dierks and my buddy Hayes. So.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, awesome. So if they're coming to your area, search it.
Yes. You tell them the day to
our friend. Awesome, awesome. And other question. Jayla, have you ever met Loretta Lynn? Reba 330.
You know what? I've never met Loretta. And Loretta is like my hero. Loretta is like Coal Miner's Daughter. That is another movie that I can watch over and over and over again. but I'm just so intrigued with her story and the woman that she is, and the things that she said lyrically back in the day. It's so cool that she was able to do that, because I mean, today you can't even get away with it.
Yeah.
There she was back in the day singing about the things that she did, and
yeah.
So So, no, I haven't met Loretta, but I am good friends with her granddaughter, Kayla. So she tells me all the time I'm going to have to go and meet her meemaw. But I haven't
That's
met her cool. yet. So
you will, I'm telling you.
That will,
that's another
I'll
one
cry
you
like
do
a baby. I'll cry like a baby when I do.
That's all right. You don't know how many times I have. But actually, I was wondering, do you know Steve Dorff? He actually was on the show just before you.
Yes,
he was on
I
this
do know
episode.
Steve.
Yeah,
I do know Steve.
He was just on.
Yeah, he's an amazing, amazingly talented man, and
he is.
I tip my hat to Steve. He's awesome.
He is. He's super nice too, down to earth, and
he's
really cool.
He's a great guy, and he's such an amazing songwriter. I've just been a fan of him and his writing for a long time, and I think we met for the first time probably a couple years ago when I first moved to Nashville. I went and hung out with him in the studio a little bit, and he's just a really cool cat, so I have nothing but good things to say about Steve.
Oh, wow, I could have booked you two at the same episode because you guys are both friends. I could have just put you guys both on.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Next time. Next time, next time.
Yeah.
Definitely. Lindsay D asks, what other famous people do you hang out with in Nashville?
You know, Nashville is kind of like the land of misfit toys, and I'm fortunate that I can kind of hang out with everybody. I write a lot of songs with Angelo, who produces Kings of Leon. I hang out with Neil and Jaren from this rock band called American Bang, and they actually just broke top 40 with their first single. It's called Wild and Young, and they're awesome, awesome guys. I hang out with John Rich. I've been writing songs with Guy Clark. I'm kind of all over the place when it comes to that. I feel fortunate that, you know, one minute I can be sitting down in Guy Clark's guitar shop and writing a song with him, and then, you know, a couple hours later going and hanging out with my little rock and roll friends. So, you know, I kind of hang out with everybody.
Oh, that is
cool.
So cool.
And I do have to give
so
a
cool.
shout out. I forgot. I'm talking about people I'm hanging out with. My best friend in the world. Her name is Sunny Sweeney. And she is an artist on Big Machine Records, which is the same label that Taylor Swift is on here in Nashville. And
oh, cool.
She recorded one of my songs that I wrote. It's called Fall For Me. And it's expected to be a single on her record. And so y'all make sure and listen for her because she'll be on the radio very soon.
Oh, that is so cool. Where can fans listen to that? Is it on iTunes? Do you know?
It's not released on iTunes yet. If you go to myspace.com/Sunny Sweeney, you can check out her music on there. And my song will be on the record, so y'all have to go out and buy it when it comes out.
Definitely, you recommended it. It must have been. That's awesome. And I think it's really cool that like you have so many friends that also are in the business, and you know you don't mind having friends out of the business. I like that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
you
I just like to surround myself with good people. You know, you are.
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with it, and so I'm just fortunate that I've been able to surround myself with good people. So.
Exactly. And I love, I also do that too. I love to get, you know, the good friends that will be a positive influence on my life, you know, because I've been through it all. So
I hear you, girl.
I know. It's awful, but I'm working to get, you know, better choice of friends. So we'll see how that goes. I'll give you an update in a few years.
Mom's nodding her head at that one.
Oh, yeah, she actually is. she is. She knows. Tracy Z asks, do you like karaoke? Ooh.
You know what? I know it's kind of hokey, but I like karaoke. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
When I lived in Georgia, before I moved to Nashville, that was kind of the kicker. My friends and I, we'd all go hang out at the bowling alley and then, you know, go sing karaoke. And that was, that was a lot of what gave me, it was like my first real time on stage was just goofing off at karaoke. So I am a big fan of karaoke, and I haven't done it in a while, so I might need to go downtown and go sing a few cover songs for the heck of it.
Definitely. I love doing that, too, like a girls' night out and would just, you know, just scream in the lyrics. I mean, I forget them, I must admit, but it's so much fun. It is the best. So Drew Scott asks, who is your biggest influence musically?
Musically, my biggest influence. That's kind of a hard one because I listen to everything and I was raised on listening to everything. If I had to pick one person right now, I would say Chris Knight. He's a songwriter from Slaughter's, Kentucky, which is in the middle of nowhere, but is an amazing, amazing songwriter, and I just really dig what he does. And actually, you know what? Emmylou Harris. If I could be anybody when I grow up, it would be Emmylou Harris. So I quote that.
You quote that.
Chris Knight and Emmylou Harris.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Yes.
Oh, that is so funny. Let's just ask a few more questions before we got to wrap this up. We only got 16 minutes remaining. Boo.
Cool.
All right. So I had so much fun. I don't want to end.
Yeah. I want to do it again.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, welcome. You're welcome back anytime. You're regular.
Awesome.
Definitely. And when your album releases, come back on so we can advertise that
definitely
bad boy.
Yes.
Awesome. So what is your favorite place to go in Nashville?
I love going down on Broadway just because it's such a historic, it's very much a touristy thing right now, but the history is still there. And I love walking that back alley in between the Ryman Auditorium, which is my number one favorite place to go, the Mother Church of Country Music. And there's this back alley in between the Ryman and all the little bars back there. And that alley is just so cool because, I mean, those are the steps that, you know, Hank Williams tumbled down and Loretta Lynn, you know, all those people, you know, walked that little path. And so I always like just hanging out down on Broadway because it's such a history thing. So
it is.
I'm kind of a history buff, so I like that.
Oh, I love it too. I actually, Mom, didn't we go down there when we were in Nashville?
Yeah.
Or I remember we were at Grand Ole Opry. That was so much fun. That was so much fun. Oh yeah, we got to see Trace Atkins live. The first thing that comes to my mom's mind when we say Grand Ole Opry is Trace Atkins.
He's about to drink of water, that one.
Oh yeah. You could talk to my mom about that anytime. Holly Sarah actually had a really good question. What is your favorite book, or what, if anything, what's something that you're reading currently?
What am I reading currently? I'm a huge fan of Pamela DeBar, and she writes all these really cool, just interesting books about her life, and she's lived a very interesting life. And the one that I'm reading right now is called I'm With the Band. And so, yeah, I really, really dig what she's writing, and I think she's got like 4 or 5 books out right now, and I've read a couple of them, but the one that I'm on now is called I'm With the Band, and y'all should check it out if you're into like rock history and stuff because, yeah, she's got a lot of, coming from a woman, it's really cool to see her perspective from that, so.
That is cool. That's gonna be that's gonna be the next one. that'll be in my line of must reads. So let's see. I'm just gonna answer a few more. Tracy has asked, do you respond to your Twitter followers?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. I'm usually more of a fan of direct messages on Twitter than the at reply thing because I have a hard time figuring Twitter out yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
And I get so many of those things that, it's just hard. But I need to get better at doing that. I do read everything everybody writes to me, and I love you guys, and I appreciate it. So, but you probably have better luck talking straight to me if you send me a direct message, probably rather than the app things. Just FYI.
Definitely. Definitely.
Until I figure it out better. I haven't become a Twitter Jedi yet.
Definitely. And also, before you go, you gotta follow me on Twitter.
Am I not following you on Twitter?
Not yet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to fix that.
Definitely. Josie1995. Josie1995.
Jesse. There we go. I'm following you on Twitter right now.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
You ask and you shall receive.
Okay, well, I wish life worked like that. That rocks. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So I will just ask. I will ask two more questions from the chat room,
okay.
And then
cool.
We'll wrap this up.
Awesome.
So Holly Sarah asks, can you follow her on Twitter? I think I started something.
Sure. What's her name?
Hers is Holly Sarah, HollySarah. Woo.
Holly Sarah.
Oh, that one word. Sorry.
I found you, Manchester, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
You.
There you go. Bam. Smack dab in the middle of Twitter. Definitely. That's awesome. That is so cool.
Right.
And, let's see, one more little question here. Looking. Let's see here. Here we go. Do you like the Twilight series? Did you ever watch that or
read it? I watched the first movie. And I really didn't get into it. It just wasn't my kind of thing. I do like vampires. I think vampires are awesome. So I've really gotten into the first season. I watched the whole first season of True Blood. Like month. Yeah, and so I'm getting ready to start the second season when that comes out on DVD.
Awesome.
But no, I didn't really get into the whole Twilight thing. I don't know. I think I should have read the books. If I would have read the books, I probably would have really, really liked it. But
it's all about like romantic, you know, chemistry. So if you don't like that kind of stuff,
I don't know. It just wasn't my thing. But that's okay. I still like vampires.
Definitely. She still loves vampires, people.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Love
vampires. Oh, and we like the vampires.
Yes.
And also, can you follow Diane on Twitter? She's one of my friends.
What's her name?
DMH57.
57.
DMH57. Did you find
her?
She
has her tweets protected. I just sent her a request.
Send her a request. She sent
you
a request, Diane. Awesome, awesome. That's so cool. And thank you so much for being a part of my show. That was so much fun.
Thanks, Jesse. I really appreciate it. And thanks to everybody that was listening and all that stuff. Thank you.
Definitely. And come back anytime. Love to have you.
I will. Thank you. You guys take care.
Thank you. You too. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. That was awesome. Jada is so, so sweet. And everyone, her album is coming out soon. She's still working on it. She's still doing studio time. But we'll definitely get her back on so she can advertise that. And you guys, when it comes out, you guys have to get it because she rocks. And that's it. thank you guys so much for coming and listening. And also, Reba330, remember to email me your address so I can send you your prize. So bye everyone. Thank you, and that applause was for you guys. Thank you guys so much, and talk to you guys soon on Twitter. Bye.